Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We welcome on Jamie Fiegel of Fiegel Carr and Joyce Immigration Law, talking about the border and what is happening between the U.S. and Canada. Jamie, now was the time we were hoping to hear about restrictions being lifted. You know, a month ago at this time, we thought, all right, here is kind of the finish line. This is where it needs to be. But no, pushed back yet another month, yet again. Why push it back in its entirety for another month? And do you maybe see something happening between now and the end of July?
Good morning, guys. I'm honestly shocked. I'm disappointed. I'm echoing Brian Higgins' tweet that talks about how this is all bull and adds his little expletives, because I can't even rationalize any of this anymore. The public safety minister, Bill Blair, went on yesterday here in Canada on CBC, and he was interviewed at length about what was they were going to talk about today and how this was going to work. And one of the things, your lead in there was about the homeowners in Canada. And one of the things he said really upset me. He said, we're going to start a phased reopening of the quarantine, like rolling back the quarantine on Canadians and people who are already able to enter Canada. So we'll limit the quarantine on them if they can show that they're fully vaccinated, because we want the Canadians to be able to care for their U.S. homes. Well, what about the Canadians who need to get to, or the Americans who need to get to Canada to look after their Canadian homes?
Wow, it's just one way that they're looking, right?
Right. They're looking that one way. And I'm disappointed by the U.S. not unilaterally opening their side of the border, which they fully have the opportunity to do. And they had it, we know, in place and ready to do on June 21st. And the weekend, they decide to change that.
Yeah, there still are calls, though, for that to happen. If it does, though, would that ramp up the pressure? What would it actually do?
I think so. I mean, Canada has said, and we talked about over the past couple of weeks, that 75%, 20% number that Canada was using as a metric for vaccination. They've hit it in most provinces. They hit their metrics. So now they're saying, well, we know we hit our metrics. We know we hit what we told you we would get to be able to start opening the border. But, you know, we're just not ready. Well, what does that mean? The Canadian mayors along the border and the U.S. representatives are all saying, what is your plan then? If that wasn't your plan, what is the plan?
Now, you mentioned the U.S. could open up the border to allow for Canadians to come here basically restriction-free. What is your understanding as to why that doesn't happen? Obviously, there's, you know, diplomatic interest at play here, but at some point, and maybe that point is right now, you have people like the Congressman Higgins, like Senator Schumer, a lot of different politicians who had been, you know, in this interest of doing things bilaterally the entire time, now starting to turn the page and say, what's going on? It's time to open up. Do you see that maybe happening in the future? And what would the border look like if that were to happen?
I have no idea anymore, to be honest with you, of why they cannot stick to a plan. They use something new and something different to change what they say they're going to do all the time. So So now, instead of the 75 to 20, they're using the Delta variant. There's always going to be something that they can use to change this. So when does it become a definitive framework and plan and timeline? And that's what everyone, U.S. and Canada, is craving to get. Give us some plan. Don't be wishy-washy of you're going to make something up new. I honestly, I'm looking a lot of the things that I'm reading and seeing and hearing. Universal health care has a lot to do with it. They're trying to police everyone in doing what they want to do because the government pays their health care bills. And so they need to monitor where every Canadian is, what they're doing. And we're still on, you know, somewhat of a lockdown here. The restrictions have been eased a bit, but it's definitely not open. I look forward to going over to work during the week, because in New York, it's a completely different world than it is on the Ontario side of the border.
You're lucky. You're one of the ones that can cross the border. But what are, you know, Canadian neighbors saying? I mean, they thought that they would probably be open by now, right? Have they received stimulus, too, over the past year?
It works differently. So a lot of the people who have their own businesses who haven't been working and haven't been open have been receiving government funding. Privately, there is a way to be able to file for that, too. It didn't work. It doesn't work in the same way as the U.S. stimulus did, where they sent out checks just as a big wave. But they have, yes, been required, and they have been providing funding. But people don't want that anymore. They want to get back to work. They want businesses to be open. They want to get back to real life. They're angry. They're upset. They're, you know, the kids are suffering. All of our kids who are home and going to school at home all the time and then not having any interaction with their friends because you can only have a certain amount of people at your house at a time or at the park at a time, you can see it on them. So Canadians are frustrated. There are some that have been scared into believing that this needs to happen and has to happen for a long time. And they fear the unknown. They fear the opening of the border. They fear the vaccine, and that's scary because there's a lot of Canadians that I know that won't get it because of how the rollout was botched up in the beginning. So there's a call for people who want it open, and then there's a few smattering of people who are really just scared by lack of information.
Jamie Fiegel of Fiegel Carr and Joyce Immigration Law joining us now on the line. Jamie, we're talking about the border. One of the things we've heard from officials in Canada over the last couple of days is their plan to implement this type of vaccine passport. And, you know, you mentioned scared of a few things. The scariest thing that I can think of when talking about this is the prospect of handing my unlocked cell phone over to a customs or border patrol agent as I'm crossing into Canada or the other way around. What do we know about this implementation and what the reaction is to it right now?
We've been doing that throughout the pandemic getting into Canada. So we have had this ArriveCan app that we have on our phones that we have to input our information in, your passport information or your Nexus information, if you're exempt from quarantine and how, and then other personal information about traveling and yourself. And that information is given to the officer in the booth who then can pull up your data and make an analysis from there. They're using that framework as an attempt, as a jumping off point to screen the vaccine requirements. As all of these new border lifting of the restrictions are going to be revolving around only vaccinated people. So they talked about visitors yesterday and said, what do you think about the August timeline of visitors? And there was some optimism on that since we're already closed until July 21st. But there was lots of talk about this first phase, which is letting in Canadians and other people who can currently overcome the border restrictions to be able to limit their quarantine, which is going to result in a mass exodus of people from Canada into the States to be able to go on vacation, to do things. The people that own property in the States that they cited yesterday, majority of them have already gone and just underwent quarantine coming back. So I believe that there really isn't much to that. But there are going to be Canadians who said, finally, I can get out, I can go on vacation, I can see my family, I can do what I want to do, and they're going to leave.
Wow. And the Trusted Traveler Program, is it my understanding that they are doing interviews for that?
For Nexus?
Yes.
As of this weekend, no. And the reason that I know absolutely for sure is because I had to make one for my uncle. And the only offices that had an interview were U.S. states in the Midwest area. There wasn't anything local to us. I haven't heard for the Nexus offices opening anytime soon. You can still apply online, and your application will begin processing. But the Nexus offices right now, I don't believe any of them are open.
You know, speaking as an attorney, though, is there anything that you should be aware of when, if there is this passport or app on your phone, mm-hmm. is there something you should be aware of or be cognizant of if you're giving that phone over to someone at the border?
Well, if you're giving it over, you should have it on the screen that has the confirmation code on it. And if you don't want an officer to be able to go back or look into your phone, which they shouldn't, that would be against what they can do right there in the booth. I believe they wouldn't be able to go through and look through your phone. You can always take a screenshot of that final confirmation and not have it like the app is open or any other thing is open on your phone. That might be another way to be able to not even hand your phone over at all, if you're able to just print out the confirmation and have it on a piece of paper. Now, when you submit yourself to immigration, whether it's U.S. or Canada, you submit yourself to an inspection. And that inspection can be reasonable. And based upon what the officer believes of you, they could ask you to unlock your phone, unlock your email, computers, any other devices you have. It's always been that way. But they need to have reasonable cause to be able to do anything like that.
And they could look at that without you seeing them look at it. I mean, they could take it into the booth privately.
You see them right there. It's very transparent in the booth. Now, if you get called into what we call secondary, which is the building, that's when they can take your devices behind closed doors and they can access them in any way that they choose based upon the cause that they feel they have. If you refuse, then there's consequences from that refusal, but you do have the ability to refuse.
Jamie, thanks so much for the update. As always, seems like it's one of these days we're going to talk to you and there's going to be some good news to report. I swear. Jamie Fiegel, Fiegel Carr and Joyce, Immigration Law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.